from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's T Clinic. Men's T Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. 5 DFW locations with North Frisco, Eldorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T or visit mensteclinic.com.
Shoot yeah, boy. It's hour number 4 of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. I hope you're having a fantastic day. It's a big college football weekend. We're live at the Globe for baseball tonight with the Rangers hosting the A's. They are on the field warming up in preparation. Pregame coming up at 6:30. The first pitch, 7 o'clock. This building is buzzing with Kumar Rocker excitement. Seen a lot of Tolos, and they're talking about Rocker and DeGrom for next year. We just got to get Evaldi back. We'll talk more Rangers here coming up with Sands before too long. But joining us now from Covers.com is a college football expert, Doug Farmer, here in the G-Bag Nation on your home of the Cowboys. And a good afternoon to you, Doug. How the heck are you? We got you, Doug.
Can you hear me, Mad Dog?
Doug, can you hear us? I see him. I see him on the Zoom.
Yeah, he's looking. I like his background there.
It's a nice. I mean, look how many bobbleheads he's got.
Yeah, he's ready to stream.
I mean,
is he maybe trying to listen for us in a way that we're not feeding the our voices to? Is he listening on the Zoom?
Can you hear us, Doug? Could you nod your head up and down if you hear us? He's not nodding his head. No, I mean he's not even blinking twice as to let us know that he's in danger. Well, that's a bummer, dude. Let me get his number over to Lucius.
Yeah, send me Doug's number.
Yeah, let me get you Dougie's number. Should I just say it over the air here?
No.
No, okay.
Yeah.
Just kidding.
Yeah. Got in trouble once for that in my first couple of weeks. Legend Tom Bigby was not happy. A lot of great college football matchups. Which one are you most interested in, intrigued by this weekend, Brian?
My LSU Tigers are playing against USC in Las Vegas.
Okay.
And the one thing we were not ever going to run away from is one of these potential 50-50 games of losing against a really good team.
Yeah.
We've done it the last 2 years against Florida State. We have not yet figured out how to play somebody that we can maybe get off to a good start. So, yeah, I'm intrigued. I was going to ask Doug about, he is a Notre Dame grad. I'm intrigued with Texas A&M and Notre Dame.
Yeah, it's a big one.
Down there in College Station. I think that's a really good matchup.
A lot of people excited about that. A lot of LSU folks here in town. Brian, how's the team looking overall?
Yeah, I'll tell you what, though. You know, Doug Nussmeier is the quarterback, though. You know, his dad was the kid. Doug Nussmeier, yeah, the kid. But I tell you what, excitement about that because you're trying to replace the Heisman Trophy, you know, winner here, and are you good enough? I mean, skill positions are fine. The offensive line should be fine. The defense is always the question with LSU.
OU, a 43-point favorite. This game's tonight at 6 o'clock.
Yeah.
Boomer Sooner excited about everything going on there. Of course, Clemson and Georgia.
That's a good one, too. That'll be a really, you know, Georgia's favored in this one, I think, double-digit favors. Clemson might be a little bit down, is what people might think about Clemson. So,
well, they were the one team, like, Dabo's anti-transfer portal. So they didn't add any talent from that standpoint. But I believe we have Doug.
Yeah, Doug Farmer, Covers.com, joining us now here in the G-Bag Nation. Doug, how the heck are you?
I'm doing pretty well. We've got a full day of college football ahead of us. How could I not be?
Yeah, which game are you most looking forward to?
Oh, come on. You don't pick your favorite child. Let's love them all. But I do see some of these, and I think like, there are games like Boise State, Georgia Southern, and to me we're going to learn so much about the Group of Five race in that. There are that kind of game all across the board. Even the ho-hum ones, to me, they can inform us on this season.
Well, Doug, you're a Notre Dame grad. I'm surprised you didn't jump in there and talk about this trip you're about to make to College Station.
I might have gone there, but I don't even worry about them all that often anymore. I do find that game very intriguing. A left tackle injury moved the spread a point and a half. I don't know that that is appropriate, especially for a left tackle who had played in only one game, a bowl game against a depleted Oregon State defense at that. I have been very surprised by that aggressive move based on one injury to an unproven player.
Are you buying what Notre Dame's selling this year? I mean, they come in at number seven in the country. Do you believe they actually have what it takes to be legit? And is Riley Leonard a real quarterback?
Do they need to have what it takes to be legit with this schedule? I know that's not the most fun or the sexiest way to talk about a football team, but with this schedule, they've got all the time in the world to prove what they're selling. I do think Riley Leonard's the real deal. His Duke tenure was underappreciated because he was so injured. If you look at his last 18 healthy games, he accounted for 40 touchdowns, 23 passing, 17 rushing. He is a full-blown quarterback, and in a Mike Denbrock offense, they're going to utilize his legs, and I think that's going to open up an offense in a way we haven't seen from Notre Dame in quite some time.
Doug, that comment took me back, though. I'm not used to Golden Domers fading their concern for the team. They seem to always be obsessed. How do you explain that?
I might have gone there, but I'm not the fan that many are. I just know it too well. And second of all, I'm seeing the value. It's not even optimism. It's just the value. With this schedule, Notre Dame, and we saw Florida State last week. That was supposed to be the only other game that Notre Dame was worried about. And with what we saw from the Seminoles on the offensive defensive lines, Notre Dame's going to worry less. Still worry, of course, but worry less about it. This schedule sets up for Notre Dame to enjoy itself.
Doug, handicapped in the University of Texas, their soiree into the SEC, how do you think that they will fare as they make this journey?
I think they are one of the three or four most talented rosters in the country. And so that, of course, helps you out. Now, the SEC, it becomes such a grind. You've got so much ahead of you to worry about that having that good of a roster isn't always good enough. That said, they got a better draw than their Big 12 to SEC counterpart. Oklahoma really took the rough end of that schedule. Texas, yeah, they've got to go to Arkansas. Yeah, they visit Kentucky. Yeah, they have to go to A&M. That's to close the season. But they're better than all those teams. I will be surprised if Texas is not rematched against Georgia in the SEC championship game.
Ooh, I like that. I like that a lot. Doug Farmer, Covers.com, with us here in the G-Bag Nation. Big Ten side of things, are you as high on Oregon as everybody seems to be?
I am not, in that I am higher on Ohio State. I think Ohio State wins the Big Ten. I think Ohio State wins the national championship. So that tells you that, well, I think Oregon's really good. When I said there are three or four rosters that are separated from the rest of the country, Oregon's one of them. But I think Ohio State is that much better. That alone means I am not as high on Oregon as most people. I am always enjoying Oregon football in the Dan Lanning era. He's a man after my own heart, the way he approaches fourth downs. That kind of aggressive play calling will always make me hope for you. I just don't know that it's going to work out against the Ohio State defense.
It's Doug Farmer, and it's hard to get as high as those folks out there in Oregon, you know, when it comes to their level of passion.
Well, are you talking about football or something else?
No, we're talking black tar on that one.
Hey, will the expanded playoffs make this whole thing even better? Will it dilute the big impacts of the Saturday matchups? How's this whole thing going to play out? If you say there's only four teams that stand above, why do we need these other ones?
Well, we saw why we need these other ones. We saw it last year. If you go unbeaten in college football, you're supposed to get a chance in the national championship. And we've always known that only half the country can actually believe that. But Florida State was in that half of the country. Florida State was a Power 5 team, went undefeated, and got left out. That is why we need the expanded playoff. Is it going to make the whole thing better? I'm very staunchly feeling yes. I started out talking about this Boise State game this weekend where they're two touchdown favorites. I'm curious to see if they try to throw the ball at all or if the quarterback decision was foreshadowing. They're just going to hand the ball off to Ashton Jeanty all season, which lowers their ceiling, and that is a playoff factor now. The fact that I can have a worry about a Boise State offense and it genuinely means something for the playoff, how can you not find that more fun?
Doug, I'm curious, when you start, you're very bullish on, you said, Ohio State, so you must think that Will Howard can carry this thing the entire season. What's giving you that thought?
Well, first of all, he doesn't need to. He has the skill position players around him. I think my analogy for Will Howard has been he gets to be the celebrity chef standing at the pass on the kitchen. All his line cooks are doing the work. He just has to arrange the ingredients. With his skill position players, he doesn't have to do a whole lot. He just has to get the ball out. And he's got time to get up to speed. Their first month, I call it Michigan-esque, because the last few years we've all seen the September schedules from Michigan that, frankly, they make the Conference USA schedules look tough. Ohio State has one of those this year. He's got 4 weeks to get up to speed before Iowa, and Iowa's kind of a nice tune-up before Oregon. I think Will Howard will be fully up to speed by them, and that Ohio State defense, that's really, for me, why I'm so high on them. It's not 2021 Georgia-esque because nothing is, but that's the only thing that I can really compare it to. They return 9 defensive starters, and they add Caleb Downs, and the 11th starter is a veteran middle linebacker. How much better can life get?
DougFarmerCovers.com here in the nation.
We got a Sunday night LSU, USC, SEC, Big Ten matchup, one of the classics. What do you got in this one, Doug? How good can either one of these two teams be this year?
I spent the last 2 hours working on this game, and I have come away with this spread should be closer to 6. It's LSU by 4 or 4.5. It should be closer to 6. LSU is just a little bit better on both sides of the ball. LSU, Nussmeier has more experience winning the ReliaQuest Bowl against Wisconsin. That's the kind of thing you want to see from a young quarterback, and now they know they have it. He's got 4 returning offensive linemen. He's got a couple of skill position players. And yes, USC, quality quarterback, Lincoln Riley system. It should be great, but they're missing just those pieces of confidence on offense that LSU has. And then on defense, I'll believe in the USC defense the first time it shows up. The USC's defense to me is the same as Iowa's offense. The day we see it, I'll believe. Until then, I refuse to grant it any credit. I refuse to give Lincoln Riley that deference. Those edges on both sides of the ball tilt just enough to LSU that I think they compound, and it should be a 6-point spread, not 4 or 4.5.
Is that one of your best plays of the week then?
It is, it probably would be no matter what, but when you've got a Sunday standalone game like that, you've got to find your position on it. You can't just sit back and watch. What are we doing here?
Okay, how about Miami and Florida?
There are every so often you can see the two cars barreling at each other down the road, and it's too late for you to stop them. So you just pull out your lawn chair, crack open a beer, and see how it goes. I am not touching that game. I want to just enjoy the spectacle, because no matter who loses that game, it is going to be a catastrophe for the program. That game is, there is no version of that game where both programs walk away feeling, you know, things are okay. One of those programs is going to go down into a meltdown mode Saturday night. And I'm content to sit there and open a beer and watch those cars crash into each other.
Travis Hunter for Heisman?
Can he win more than 5 games?
I know you don't believe he can.
You need North Dakota State to make some questionable coaching decisions to get by North Dakota State. Travis Hunter is underappreciated. What Travis Hunter is doing should be talked about ad nauseum. The Heisman is not going to go to a team that is 5-7. It's that simple. And 5-7 might be optimistic. They might be 4-8. It's that simple. It's not Travis Hunter's fault. They have no offensive or defensive lines, but it's still a truth. The line that I keep going back to is Deion was very proud to tell everybody he was bringing in that Louis. What do they have on the offensive defensive lines? Plastic grocery bags.
Mm. Hey, Doug, you talked about the playoffs. Is there a team that's on the outside that you're really kind of bullish on that can maybe make a run to get into the top 12 that we're not thinking about, maybe outside the top 25?
Outside the top 25 might be a bit of an ask, and I need to pull that up to make sure I haven't memorized the AP top 25. I don't worry about the AP top 25. The name I wanted to say is ranked number 12. I believe pretty strongly in Utah, and the added aspect with the college football playoff, look at teams like Utah and realize, well, if they win the Big 12, which is an if, they're already in the quarterfinals. They will presumably be better or evenly matched. So you have a team that, in this conversation, let's say, has a 50-50 chance of advancing out of the quarterfinals. That right there is always something to think about from an odds perspective. It's like the easy bracket in March Madness. Whenever you see somebody in that easier regional, their title odds should shift. I think the conference champion aspect of the playoff creates a similar dynamic, and you need to try to highlight the underappreciated team who could win their conference. To me, that is Utah. I'm very high on Utah compared to the world. And even in the national title picture, because they will have that entrance into the quarterfinal if my Big 12 beliefs are rewarded.
You're the man, Doug. Enjoy your college football weekend. Thank you so much.
Hey, we're just getting started. We got 14 of these. We're going to enjoy each one of them.
Let's go. There he is from covers.com. Doug Farmer here in the G-Bag Nation. Just an absolute beast when it comes to breaking down your college football matchups and headlines. Okay. Coming up next, you know it's Friday. It is time for that one segment of the week where you're encouraged to call in while intoxicated, in the process of catching a buzz. We do have What You're Drinking, What You're Thinking coming up, but also Eric Nadel is going to join us for his thoughts on the Texas Rangers. Then we'll get into your phone calls. Then it'll be time for LA Live here in the G-Bag Nation.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Yeah, buddy, welcome back. It is the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. We got your What You Drinking and What You Thinking phone calls coming up at 5:30, LA Live at about 5:40 or so. It'll be our first What You Drinking and What You Thinking since the fateful passing of Kenny and Quinlan, a legend who was full of life and enthusiasm, taken too soon, even though he did live a pretty full life. Kenny and Quinlan will be missed, and we're looking for somebody to step up with a fresh mango margarita and two shots of rock and roll tequila. If you don't mind obliging us there, that would be fantastic. But it is time for the Expressway. The Expressway is brought to you by the On-Time Experts. And the Eric Nadel Show is brought to you by Tylock George Eye Care. It's Corey Seager Silver Slugger Bobblehead Night tonight. And they have delivered three bobbleheads to our broadcast position. I'll have you know, I'm not a big bobblehead guy. I used to have a great bobblehead collection. So if you're a Tolo and you're entering the premises at any point in the next hour, what's left of our show before we hand it off to Jared Sandley, you want this Corey Seager bobblehead, you just come up and ask me for it.
Wow.
Yeah, man of the people.
No code word, no secret safe word that they need to say so that you know. It's just, hey, just come over here and ask for it.
Just give me the high sign. You want the Silver Slugger Corey Seager bobblehead. I don't blame you. He's probably my favorite Ranger ever. As Eric Nadel joins us now, brought to you by Tylock George Eye Care. And how the heck you doing tonight, Eric?
I'm doing great, Kevin. Now, what if the Corey Seager bobblehead was Corey holding his dog like they did with the Otani bobblehead in L.A.? Would that interest you?
Man, that might be too cool to pass up. I don't know. The Silver Slugger bat is pretty nice. If there's a bobblehead to covet, this is probably already the one. How's your bobblehead collection looking these days, Eric?
Well, we did a major decluttering during the pandemic. and that reduced my bobblehead collection by about 90%. But we actually had a really good collection in the booth at the old ballpark.
Yeah.
And before we moved over to the new ballpark, we decided we would just start a whole new collection in the new ballpark. So we invited people to just come and take the bobbleheads from the booth at the old ballpark. Cool. So I have some very unique bobbleheads. I don't have that many. I'm very proud of a Satchel Paige bobblehead that I have. I have a bobblehead of Eddie Goodell, who is the St. Louis Browns player who was three yeah. feet tall or whatever it was, who Bill Veeck used, you know, as a pinch hitter. I have a bobblehead of Nolan Ryan sliding into home plate in a rainbow-colored Astros uniform. But I don't have any of these standard bobbleheads. I only keep the ones that are really odd.
Hey, Eric. Okay, A's are in town. What's your favorite A's uniform combination?
Oh, I really like the yellow top. You know, they call it gold. To me, it's yellow. I like the yellow top with the white pants. I do like their home uniforms. You know, they're white uniforms with no yes. piping down the sides at all. Really clean, you know, with athletics across the front. You know, I love their uniforms. And, you know, I'm really curious to see, you know, if they change it when they go to Sacramento, because, you know, they're not going to use the name Sacramento.
Sure.
So on their gray road uniforms, it's not going to say Oakland. But will they even have gray road uniforms, or will they just use, you know, a green one and a gold one? Or, you know, I don't think they're going to change their colors. I think that would be insane. But I love their uniforms. I think they're among the very best.
I'll tell you what, I used to, when I was a kid growing up in the 70s, I thought they were the coolest things in the world, with the green, with the stirrups, and then this sanitary hose that were gold or yellow. I thought those were so, so cool. The elephant on the sleeve, what is that for? I should have probably looked it up, but what's the elephant for?
It goes way back to the early 1900s, when the A's were referred to, when there were two rival leagues, the American League was new, and somebody in the National League, I don't know if it was John McGraw or somebody, referred to the A's as a white elephant.
Oh.
And the owner of the team, I think it was Connie Mack, as a way of basically goofing on John McGraw, decided that he would make the elephant the mascot of the A's.
Okay.
And so he put the elephant on the baseball on their uniforms as a way of basically answering the charge that the A's were a white elephant.
I learned today.
How far back it goes. Over 100 years.
Wow. Fantastic. Baseball historian and
Hall of Famer.
Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
Baseball super beast. I mean, you've been doing this a long time, Eric, so maybe you've become
numb to it.
Yeah,
I don't remember that, by the way. I don't remember that happening.
Well, I mean, over the years, maybe you become numb to it a little bit, but when you see a guy like Janko get put on waivers, I mean, do you feel that emotional tie to him the same way we all do?
Yeah, I certainly do. You know, I love him. You know, when I came back last year, you know, after missing the first half of the season, you know, he was one of the guys who was just incredibly nice to me. I'd never met him before. You know, Here I'm walking in the middle of the season, and, you know, he was really great to me, you know, as I was going around meeting the guys who I didn't know. And, you know, I talked to him a lot. I love his energy. You know, when I asked him the day after the catch, you know, if he had watched the Gary Matthews catch and his, and he said yes. And I said, well, you know, we think that your catch might have been harder because you had to reach out into the bullpen to snag the ball, where Matthews just had to reach straight up over his head. And Jankowski said, yeah, Gary's catch was much harder. He said what he had to do with his body, the way he had to maneuver his body to reach up and catch that ball, he said, I couldn't have made that catch. He said, I'm not as limber or athletic as Gary. I could not have made that catch, which really surprised me. And, you know, he's a really humble guy. And I don't think it was him just being humble. I think he was, you know, being totally honest. But that kind of set us straight on which was the harder catch. Obviously, the game situation makes the Jankowski catch a more important catch. But in terms of the actual physical mechanics of the catch, he convinced me that Matthew's catch was harder.
Both 10s out of 10, if you ask me, Eric. But I must ask you here on a Friday what you're drinking and what you're thinking.
Well, what I'm thinking is there were a couple of my favorite local artists who released records this week, singles this week, and I urge people to check them out. One is Garrett Owen, and another is Jackson Scribner. And Jackson's been a favorite of mine for a few years. He's done a couple of shows for me, and he's actually playing a show tonight in McKinney for the folks up there looking for something to do tonight. At 8 o'clock, he's playing at Red Zeppelin Records in McKinney. He's a tremendous local talent. He's about to head off to Europe on a tour. But a chance to see him tonight at Red Zeppelin Records. If you're up in the McKinney area, check it out.
Great name. Well, thank you, sir. Yeah.
Drinking, I'm just drinking water today. It's a day off for me, and I'm trying to stay healthy.
There you go, buddy. Well, live it up. Have a great weekend, and we'll catch up with you next Friday.
Thanks, guys.
There he goes. Hall of Fame voice of your Texas Rangers, Eric Nadel, with you Fridays here in the G-Bag Nation. It is time now for a little bit of what you're drinking and what you thinking at 877-881-1053. Load up the phone calls, and we'll get you on here in just a second after we talk about what we have been drinking and thinking throughout the day, throughout the week. You know, currently I'm drinking a 20-ounce Diet Coke, second one of the day. Salute to the Rangers PR staff for delivering me a separate 12-ounce Diet Coke, which I did crush as well. Here's what I'm thinking. I don't know how good the Cowboys are going to be, but what we need is the Mavs to be good from the jump. We don't need coasting through a regular season for 5 months. Mm. The Metroplex needs something to get excited about. I think the Stars can do this as well, but, you know, we're about to hit September, and the next thing you know, it's going to be October 20th, and we're going to be looking at opening night in both basketball and hockey. I don't think Luka has historically taken the regular season very seriously, but he needs to in order to win the MVP.
Right.
And now he's got this freaking loaded roster with veteran leadership that might keep him a little bit more accountable. So I think this is the year where you have that incredibly hot start that has Mavs fans burning with excitement from the word go of the regular season.
Man, that would be a lot of fun. It'd be a lot of fun if you can, like, you start in stride with the Klay Thompson move feeling like a good move, the Najee Marshall move feeling like a good move. I mean, is he going to come in here in shape, Luka, and be taking this stuff super seriously? I mean, my goodness, that would be wonderful, and that'll really get you excited off of what they just did.
You know, what we never got from this Rangers championship was ever the feeling in a regular season that we're the cat's meow, we're the cock of the walk, nobody can touch us.
Yeah.
It was an incredibly disappointing final 2 months, followed by the greatest month run, and then back to mediocre. You know? And that feeling that sustains months and years should be a part of your sports experience. But, you know, we haven't felt that. We haven't felt that about the Mavs. Made the conference finals, then the finals, but both years they're just like, meh.
Right.
And your experience as a fan throughout that regular season is significantly less exciting. What are you drinking and what are you thinking, Chief?
I'm still drinking some Dasani water right here at Globe Life Field. I can't help but be thinking about Kenny right now.
Yep.
And I know we all are, everybody listening right now, but certainly thinking about Kenny and also thinking about what happened last night. I've been wondering what's been going on with this kid. I'll never forget the local legend at Duncanville. He played quarterback, Jaquindon Jackson. And many people will remember that name, an absolute monster at the position. He's bounced around in college now a little bit, but he's physically just as impressive as it gets. He's at Arkansas now, and they were playing Arkansas Pine Bluff last night, so I know it's not a – and they just mopped the floor with him. But he went 8 carries for 101 yards and 2 touchdowns. He's playing running back now.
Okay.
And oh, my gosh, because he was an incredible dual-threat quarterback in high school and at Duncanville, and they're winning state championships and all this stuff. And watching him in person, it felt like a Cam Newton-type domination of just, like, give this dude the ball and let him single-handedly go when it matters most, just score a touchdown for his team in a state title game. That's the type of dude that he was. I'm like, where did he go? He's bounced around. Well, now he's a running back. He's changed positions, and he freaking dominated last night.
Nice, dude. I love it. Brian, what you drinking? What you thinking?
Yeah, I did have a bottle of water with my Mio drops in it. So, you know, I was trying my best to kind of
Turn up,
hydrate a little bit. I just saw something I never thought I would see. I saw a $60 million baseball team take infield. When you look at their payroll, that's a $60 million, all their players out there, $60 million total. And what we see nowadays with Shohei Ohtani making $70 million a year.
Yeah. You're at 240, just the price of trying to contend.
It is amazing that, these guys, they're like, there is no, and this.
For context, the Rangers were at 55 in 2010, the first time they made the World Series, and they were low. They were bottom half of the league then.
And I never thought I would see a team that was that had a $60 million payroll, but they're ahead of the Angels right now.
Yeah.
So, you know,
they know how to find them.
Say what you want about that, but it's in this day and age, I thought I would never see that. I would never see that, but here we are today.
Back to the Pimp Cup we go. Lucius Alexander screaming up those phone calls. Do you have a second to tell us what you're drinking?
Try to get my Kenny on real quick. R.I.P. Kenny, dog. This is your time to shine. Oh,
salute.
Drinking. I've had a gallon of water today. I sure did. Had the whole damn gallon.
Well there you done. Go.
Yeah, and I'm thinking I was tagged in this little list right here, and I'm thinking this list is completely unserious. Dawson and Mr. Broadus, I need your help. I'm going to hit this list off real quick. It's called Best Food in America. Somebody tag me in this.
All right.
Tolo.
Pizza, chocolate chip cookies.
Best food places in America. I guess I got by state. Mm. Number six is New Orleans. Number six is New Orleans.
That's hard to believe.
It's kind of crazy. Number five is Texas.
Okay.
I think it's number two at least.
Number four is New York.
Mm. Yeah, good place to go find restaurants. Yeah.
Now, here's where it starts to get a little crazy. Maine is number three.
Oh, they must like the crabs.
Is that what that is?
Or the lobsters?
Oysters?
Yeah, it's going to be the shellfish and stuff up there,
Seattle was number two. Seattle.
Chinese food, though.
Good, great Asian cuisine.
Yeah.
Okay, and number one was Portland, Dawson.
Some great restaurants there in Portland.
Really?
There's nothing else to do. Yeah.
Really?
A lot of good artisans and stuff doing their things.
I've never eaten in Portland, but I have in New Orleans a bunch, and for them at seven, I would have put them probably somewhere in the top three.
The vibe of, like, New Orleans and Portland, not dissimilar. The smells, you know, the live music, you know. I think there are quite a few similarities. It's time now to go out to your phone calls at 877-881-1053. And, Lucius, where are we going first?
Up first, and what you drinking and what you thinking is Mr. Rodeo Ron. Rodeo Ron, what you drinking and what you thinking, sir? Oh, come on, Rodeo.
Ronnie.
I'm going to put you on hold, Rodeo.
Dang, Ron. I thought he was about to do something special there.
Tim and Carthage in the building. No, Tim. What are you drinking? What are you thinking, sir?
Hey, thanks, Lucas. Hey, Gavin, Brian, Eric. Zach, sure. I hope you're listening today because this one needs to be shared with everybody. I don't know if I can do Kenny justice, but I'm drinking a margarita with two shots of rock and roll tequila. And I'll tell you right now, Kenny is a legend's legend. We all might be legends some way or somehow. Rodeo Ron, Polo, Black and Gold, and Big Jim, and even Tim and Carthage. But nobody is as big a legend as Kenny from Quinlan. And Kenny, I only knew him for a couple of years. He's a kind man. And I wish him well. This is Tim and Carthage.
We'll leave the light on for you.
Cheers, Tim.
Thanks, Tim.
Yeah, that sums it up well. Salute to you, sir. I know a lot of Tolos, a lot of legends torn up, you know, by the news that we got last week. And this is our first What You Drinking and What You Thinking. It's an emotional evening here on 105.3 The Fan. Who's next, Lucius?
All right, let's try this one again. Rodeo Ron, what are you drinking? What are you thinking, sir?
I'm drinking that Jim Beam, and I'm thinking about a legend. Not just any legend. But a legend I got to call a friend. A legend that knows his sports. A legend that was funny as hell. A legend that was a father. And I'm talking about a legend with two hockey-playing grandsons. I'm talking about that frozen peach mango margarita with two shots of rock and roll tequila. Kenny from Cleveland, I know you're still rocking and rolling in heaven. We will meet again. And remember, if you're not drinking rock and roll tequila or Jim Beam, Listen to 105.3 The Fan, remembering a true total legend. Where the F you at, baby?
Amen, Ron.
Well said, sir. Well
said. It. Two for two, boys.
Yeah. Kenny's so
awesome. He really nailed that, dude.
Yeah. 100% for the example.
If you're not drinking rock and roll tequila and Jim Beam.
Mixed together. All blended up.
Oh, yes, man. Sir. We have another one right here. Clint. Clint is Kenny's son-in-law, and he's in.
Oh, wow.
He's in What You Drinking and What You Thinking. What are you thinking, Clint?
What a.
Whoa.
Hey, I'm just over here at the Costa with Tuesday, his wonderful daughter, drinking on some ice-cold peach sweet tea and two shots of that rock and roll tequila.
Thank you.
Gentlemen, just wanted to let y'all know that y'all are real special to us. And I appreciate y'all for giving Gilman is like, you know, some people deserve that. And, sorry, I'm going to pull it together in a second. Y'all had his time where he was the man. And for y'all to do that, not only for him, but for every one of us, it helps us get through these times of difficulty. And just want to give a huge shout out to the boys, Landon and Max and Ford, who just kicked some butt this weekend, playing some hockey, winning their first two leveling games.
Nice. Go.
And also, you know, just wanted to give a huge shout out to Cody and Tuzi, his son and daughter. And, you know, they're very special people, and he did right by raising them. But I just want to just thank everybody for helping us through this difficult time, supporting us with Kenny. And you know what, guys? I know for a fact he's up there watching this, listening to this radio. And y'all make us all proud. And we appreciate you taking the time out of your day. So we love y'all, and I'm going to take a shot to y'all right now. And y'all enjoy y'all's Friday, and have a good holiday weekend, all right?
Salute. Same
Thank
to you.
You.
Cheers, brother.
Great phone call. Thank you for sharing.
Wow.
Kenny's son-in-law, the husband of his daughter Tuesday,
man,
which he would often talk about.
His limited fake Kenny with the was up.
Good.
Yeah, that was on point.
Wow. Kind of sent a chill down my spine a little bit. That was awesome.
And that opens a line at 877-881-1053. Shout out to Cody as well. Must be a difficult week there. Lost his father. Who's next, Lucius?
Polo and Garland. What are you drinking? What are you thinking, Big Polo?
What up?
What up?
Man, I'm going to tell y'all like this, y'all. Okay, y'all may not be celebrities, but me, Kenny, Rodeo Run, all of us just can't wait to Friday just call y'all at 5:20. All of us look at our phones like, I don't care if our wives, even salon, don't talk to us, our girlfriend. Can we just want to call talk about sports for this couple minutes? I want y'all all to give Kenny just 2 seconds of silence if y'all can for a second. The dude was a real dude. I never met him before, but he just seemed like just a genuine dude. And Gavin, what I'm not drinking anything yet, y'all, because I was in the car. I'm driving, and it hit me because I'm like, man, I just had a heart attack 2 months ago. I could have died my doggone self. And life is so precious out here, y'all.
Yeah.
Y'all got kids, grandkids.
Yes.
Go hug them tonight. Let them know that y'all love them. And Gavin, you're the only dude besides Mike Bassett that be on this radio station that talk best about Jerry Jones, talk about best about Chris Young and Ray David. I don't care if they the boss and they got contracts with the station, producer, tour with them. Gavin, I love you to you real, man. You don't care, Jones, but you ain't spending no money. You don't got these Super Bowls. You worth $10 billion, but you ain't spending no money trying to make the city of Dallas happy. You're trying to make even him happy with the Cowboys ass. You got to say Cowboys right. He was Jack, you want to foul. But Kenny, I love you, man. RIP, gotta go. How about y'all?
There he goes, Polo and Garland.
Yes,
thank
sir.
You so much. That opens a line at 877-881-1053. This has happened two times before. There was a Tolo over a decade ago, had a 4 or 5 year old son, James Cook, called him the Cooker Man. He called in hung out with him at like two or three races at Texas Motor Speedway. He took me on the infield, took me to his buddy's great spots. They had these epic RVs and platforms and smokers going on. And one day his wife Facebook messaged me and said, we just lost Cook. And Cook was like 50, maybe.
Mm.
Then like maybe 7 or 8 years ago, Patrick Fontenot, not the Patrick who works at the Fan, a different guy, Patrick Fontenot, has the drops. Woo, woo, badass content.
Puts in mad work.
Yes.
That's him?
Yes.
Wow.
He passed away in his sleep. His wife messaged me, and he and his family, his family still comes around the remotes, and they say hi and everything. They made the T-shirt Super Old School Texas. And now, you know, this one, and you're never ready for it. You know, and all three of them have been, you know, way too young. And then, you know, you just get that note from there, Polo and Garland, what happened to him a couple of months ago.
Sure.
We've been seeing him for 15 years. He had a heat stroke like the week before Fan Bowl at Hurtado. So, you know, it's just one of those reminders. Take care of yourselves, and thank you so much for being part of our fan family. Lucius, what do you think? Another phone call. It's time now for LA Live. What do you say?
Let's see. We got two more. Gary in New Mexico. Gary in New Mexico. What are you drinking? What are you thinking, dog?
Hey, guys. Hey, I'm a preacher by trade, so I'm not doing any of the adult beverages. So I am stone cold sober when I talk to y'all.
Salute. Me too.
But
what you thinking?
First off, prayers out to that family that lost a loved one. That's a tragic deal. I deal with that a lot in my work. Drinking some decaffeinated iced tea, and I just want you guys to know that with all the stuff I deal with as a minister, you guys are my escape. I listen to you religiously every day, and I have arranged my schedule around Krusty's Corner. I love
it. I appreciate that.
I love it. And just here's what I'm thinking. I was listening to Broadus and y'all's discussion a couple of hours ago, and Brian, I agree with you 100%, man. I was thinking about it. There's not a single free agent that the Cowboys could have signed this year that I would have been okay with. I'm okay with them not signing anybody. I wouldn't have given anybody the money that those guys got paid. And I'm not really disappointed of the guys that we lost. And again, I'm stone cold sober, man. Don't give up on this team yet. This is still a talented football team with a chip on their shoulder. So let's see how it plays out.
Salute to you, Gary. Have a great weekend. I think that's the first sober person to ever agree with Brian. Usually got to be at least three or four deep.
Come on, man. Come
on, one bro. More. Man's a preacher. Jeez,
I know.
That's preaching it. He's
see, I got to get better at reading the room. You guys are right.
Good Lord. Big Jim. Great way to wrap this up with Big Jim. Big Jim, what are you drinking? What are you thinking, dog?
Hey, Jim.
Well, fellas, it's good to talk to you. I've chewed off about five fingers of Basil Hayden, so I'm covering it for the preacher man, so he I can do it for him. I want to say Cody and Tuzi and Clint and Max and Melandon, you've been in our prayers all week. Kenny's was just, I tell you, he's the one that got me hooked on thinking and drinking and thinking, well, I might ought to call that. He is a legend. He's always funny. Always bringing some sort of history lesson to the table. Sometimes, you know, kind of carried it a little long, but that was Kenny, and you loved him for it. I tell you, I want to echo what all these other fellas have said. You know, it is a joy to be able to participate in the best afternoon drive time sports show in the country. I know we got lots of ratings out there. You guys do a phenomenal job. You're very open, you're very transparent, and you let us into your lives. And I know that, it comes at a cost. And I know you all work hard. You work your butts off. And, I talk about raising your schedule. Hell, I've had to arrange my schedule at night to keep up with Broadus. He gets on there with all these fellas, and it's a lot of fun. But listen, you bring joy to so much of us, and we just love you and appreciate you, and we want to keep this going, and hopefully – you know, we'll have some other stuff up, but hey, Clint, let's get you in here on a weekly basis, brother. Let's get that all polished up, ready to go.
Great.
Yeah, take the broadcast baton from father-in-law and carry that thing, Clint. I love that. I'll drink to that. Time now to go into the Pimp Cup, where Lucius has LA Live.
Hey, there's a lot of wine drinking in the Bible. I'm just saying, Jesus turned water into wine. A lot of wine drinking in the Bible, bro.
A lot of wine drinking.
You just can't do it to excess, is what I've been told.
Mm-hmm.
That preacher that told me that he had like gold teeth and diamonds, and I feel like he had a little yak on his breath when he said it too.
Amen.
Yeah. All right, let's get into a feel good Friday, a real quick one, right after the great Rick James.
All right, G-Square. It's time you smoke.
Fire up this funk and let's have a toast.
Oh, be all right if you have a little swig.
It'll make you dance some of everything.
Turn this rock into some wine.
This weekend safety briefing. Do not add to the population. Do not subtract from the population.
I'll be the one.
Do not end up in the hospital, newspaper, or jail. If you do end up in jail, establish dominance quickly.
I want to see you back here. This is LA Live for Friday, August 30th, 2024. It is a feel-good Friday. We made it, baby.
Mm-hmm.
Hell yeah, we made it. Feel-good Friday. LA Live is sponsored by Kissable Dental, and there's no bill guarantee. Book online at kissabledental.com. Your kissable journey starts today. It's a payday Friday, y'all. If you work hard for your money, put your hands up.
See, the hood's been good to me. Ever since I was a lowercase G, but now I'm the big G. The girls see
I've got the money.
$100 bills, y'all.
If you were from where I'm from,
you would know that I gotta get mine in the big black truck. You can get yours in the 6-4.
Y'all got plans for your money? You got plans for your money this weekend?
Gone. Got rents and stuff, right?
Yeah, the bills more I was, yeah, I was already talking about moving things because the mortgage is lurking right around that corner, you know?
Yeah, I feel you, bro. I got pay my aunts too. It's a Home Depot and Sam's. And of course, the mortgage and maybe some truck maintenance. Yeah.
This Ethereum on a 4-year low on the Bitcoin pair. I'm going all in.
Oh, don't do that, bro. The gambling. Don't do that. I'm trying to remain responsible, dog. Don't do that. I'll go in. Hey, this weekend, Tolos, avoid the law dogs. You know what I mean when I say to avoid the law dogs, fellas?
There you go.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
What
don't
am
do
I saying?
Anything stupid out there to get arrested.
Ah, there we go. Avoid the law dogs. Mind your speeds. Don't drink and drive. It's really not what's up. Keep your emotions in check because your emotions getting out of check will definitely end you in a slammer or maybe the morgue. I don't want to see you on Dallas, Texas TV or DFW scanner this weekend. Please. Mind your P's and Q's. In other words, don't crash out, gentlemen. Like this fella did. We have
hey, Lucius, real quick.
What's up?
If you crash out, the judge ain't going to see you Monday, right?
She wants you. Ooh. The judge is not going to see you until Tuesday.
So, yeah, don't crash out. Don't Lucius crash usually out. Tell you when it's a holiday. Yeah.
You're right, Broadus. Way to keep me on my game.
Yeah.
Because you will not see the judge until Tuesday. So, mind your P's and Q's out here. Don't crash out, bro. Like this fella right here. We have a hardcore punk singer. Hardcore punk band. This is the lead singer. He was arrested in Yosemite National Park.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, this fool. Yeah, I mean. This
Johnny Rotten.
This is an all-star crash out right here. The lead singer of a hardcore punk band named Cancer Christ was arrested. It's a 40-year-old male named Anthony Melhalf. I'm talking about this dude crashed out. He threatened a pregnant waitress. Stole some drinks from the restaurant. Assaulted employees, crashed his vehicle, took off his shirt after the crash and handed it to a bystander and said, you want to keep this because I'm going to be famous.
Little jersey swap.
Yeah, legend, bro.
after the crash, he stole a bicycle. He stripped down to his underwear. And let's see. There's more right here. Let's go to KTLA, the great KTLA, for this crash out report.
New at 4:30, a Los Angeles man's terrorizing journey through Mariposa County, Yosemite National Park, and Madera County comes to an end. Deputies say on Wednesday, this man, 40-year-old Anthony Melhalf, walked into a Mariposa County restaurant, and inside, he stole several drinks, assaulted a staff member, walked up to a pregnant waitress, touching her stomach, and claiming that spirits led him to the baby and that it belonged to him. Melhalf then took off towards Yosemite. Deputies say he crashed his car and stole a bike near Fish Camp. Deputies say he then went into the Tenaya Lodge kitchen, grabbed a knife, and began threatening workers. He then went to the lodge clubhouse and told customers to leave. He was just in his underwear. Deputies say that Melhalf then stole this car and drove towards Oakhurst. Wow. And as he was driving, he encountered a Tesla.
It just kept going, bro. Yep. All-star crash out report right there. That's a crash dummy, dude.
Wow.
Shout out to that hardcore punk band, Cancer Christ. I'm pretty sure your streams went up after this report went out.
Yes.
I'm pretty sure your streams went up.
Shout out to the news reporter that was able to detail all that, too.
Yes, couldn't keep up.
That was a long broadcast.
I love being off on a good drunken rampage, but you can't steal anything. You can't assault anybody.
Nah.
You can't, you know? You control people while drunk. It's extra funny, you know? But you got to draw the line right there.
Yeah, he crashed out, brother. He rubbed her belly.
Yeah.
It's you never want to be running around stealing things while only in your undies.
No.
It's just a bad place to find yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love the taking the shirt off after the crash. Like, hey, man, you want to keep this right here, bro? Yeah. I'm going viral.
Jim Morrison in the doors there.
You want me to sign it for you?
Yeah, this is game worn.
Game worn. Stop, worn. Almost choked on the mic. Pause.
Literally got blood, sweat, and tears on this thing.
We just saw our two first A's fans of the day so far as we broadcast live from the Globe. Most committed fans.
Yeah.
These guys are gluttons for punishment. You know, if you ever get a good team, your team is not going to re-sign your guys.
Yeah.
Every star player you have. Sorry, Lucius, back to you.
No, you're right, man. Sorry for those guys. It never does work out for you.
I'm so sorry.
Lucius really isn't sorry for them.
No, it never does work out for those guys over there in Oakland.
No.
It never does.
We got two Giambis in Tejada. Yeah. Dude, we're going places. We got like five good pitchers. They're all gone the next year.
Greenhouse, gone.
That televised game looks so bad. It's like six people out there, and they're like all spread out. Like, come on, just bunch up together, man.
Hey, the other day, a dude caught three foul balls in a game.
I've seen that. That's how whack it is.
There was another guy who caught five.
It's ridiculous. G-Bag of the Day, we do it every weekday on The Fan at 2:30. If you see anything floating out there, don't be afraid to hit me up this weekend at Lucky Lucius P on social media. Lucius Alexander on Facebook, or you can follow us all if you find G-Bag Nation on Twitter. Hold up. Hey! 91. Our winner right here is LeBron James. He said Bronny, his son, who is now playing for the Lakers in some capacity, said he can't call him daddy at work. Don't call me daddy at work, boy.
What's your working relationship? Is he going to call you dad at practice in the locker room?
We already laid that down. Cannot call me dad in the workplace. All right. Once we leave out of the practice facility and the gates close, I could be dad again. In the car if we ride together. At home, I could be dad. No, he got to call me like 2-3 or Brian.
Okay.
Or, 2-3. You know, goat if he wants to. That's up to him. I mean, it's up to him. But it's easy for me. It's easy for me because I've been calling him Bronny for so long. Yeah. It's not like I've been calling, hey son. It's easy for me. It's gonna be the adjustment for him. But we cannot be running down the court, and he'd be like, "Dad, push the ball up, Dad. I'm open, Dad. Come on,
open, Dad."
That's great. Man.
I hope that Mike's pick up at least a dad at least one or two times during this season. Then he have to correct himself, maybe. You know what I mean? But I gotta hear a dad. At least one or two times. Let's see what else we got. Man, damn. Look at that time. Well, you guys be safe out here. Like I said, don't crash out. Don't be a crash dummy because the judge will not see you until Tuesday. Your family think real bad about you. They got to put all their money together just to get your dumb ass out of jail.
Yeah.
Don't do that. My name is Lucius Alexander. Lord willing and the creek don't rise. I won't end up on somebody's crash out report this weekend. I'll holler at you on Tuesday.
There he goes. L.A. live every night, about 5:40 here in the G-Bag Nation. What you drinking? What you thinking? Ran a little late today with the salute to the great Kenny and Quinlan. On the other side, we'll have some bases. We'll catch up with Jared Sandler. We'll get you set for the Rangers pregame show coming up at 6:30. And what I want to know, would the Rangers actually not bring back this World Series hero, and what would it mean if they do indeed decide to do that? It's coming up next year. It's the G-Bag Nation live at the Globe.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rat pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.